Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc. As Jeff just mentioned, it's time to go through our picks for blog of the week. We're reading your blogs. Christmas can be a dry spell for blogs. Sometimes the best blogs turn to Christmas ornaments or what I had for Christmas dinner. This Christmas was pretty good. I think it was pretty productive. There didn't seem to be any lack of good theological content in the blogs that we're reading. If you want us to read your blog, you need the Issues Etc. widget found at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The widget's at the bottom of the page. Let us know that you have it. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Then we start reading your blog, and you might be picked, as these two have been picked, for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick for Blog of the Week is Whedon's blog by my pastor, Will Whedon. And it's titled, blog post, "One of the Joys of Lutheranism is that it's so darn realistic in its assessment of the world. It is not afraid to look at everything falling apart and admit, yep, it's falling apart. In the confidence of Psalm 46, we know that when everything falls apart, there is a refuge and hope for the people of God that does not fail. God has his city, and its river delights and refreshes the citizens thereof. No, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, the mountains that we thought so firm be tossed into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and foam. You see, the unshakable rock is this: the Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Mary's son has become our mighty fortress, and in the flesh that he shares with us, in the blood that blotted out our sin, we have a rock that no earthly tumult can or will ever shake. We can be still amidst the tumult and remember who is God, the one who, born of the Virgin, carried our sin to death, rose in victory over the grave, and lives eternally as he never ceases to pray for us as our only mediator, who still blesses, breaks, and gives us his body and blood for our forgiveness, life, and salvation, and who will come again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. In such confidence, we continue to worship when all things around us are tottering, crying out, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In a world where everything is in flux, that is never in flux. O come, let us worship him." My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Whedon's blog.
My pick comes from, I think I've picked him before, maybe Jeff's picked him before, because he has a little badge there that says he's been picked as Blog of the Week. Utah Lutheran, it's Pastor Bror Erickson, somewhere out in the mountains of Utah, seems to carry a gun with him at all times. He's written, "Christ's righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, based upon Christ's words in Matthew 5, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is what Pastor Erickson has to say. "Today, when you talk to people about getting into heaven, you get the impression that Hitler set the bar. As long as you're better than him, somehow avoid being a Mason, you can enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus looks at the Pharisees and scribes and notes that if you're going to try to get into the kingdom of heaven, your righteousness has to exceed theirs. This should have caused no small amount of consternation among the people. Pharisees and scribes were known for being exceedingly righteous, exceedingly good people. These people get a bad rap today, even by those that emulate them, but in their day, they were as highly thought of as the Baptists in Dry County or the blue blood Mormons you claim make such good neighbors. Hitler didn't set the bar, Christ did. If you want to get into heaven, you have to be as righteous or more righteous than Christ. That man you call a good teacher and even so fail to recognize as God, Christ set the bar, so by your own works, you are toast. But this is the nice thing about Jesus," writes Pastor Erickson. "Not only does Jesus set the bar when it comes to righteousness required for entry into heaven, he also shares his righteousness with you so that you don't have to rely on your own righteousness that could never work. Rather, Christ gives you his righteousness, a righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Great pastor, great blog post, Utah Lutheran. I'll have my pick and Jeff's pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, Greg Kokel is going to join us on this Friday afternoon, January the 7th. He's going to answer the question, are there, in fact, lost books of the Bible that we should be paying attention to? And how do we respond to someone who says that there are? Then, we're devoting the whole last half hour of the program on this Friday afternoon to Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. You can go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for Soundbite of the Year. You can hear them at our website, issuesetc.org. You can send us an email to vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or call and vote live, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. To the best vote for Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon, we're going to give the LPR bundle package plus the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January and the pocket edition of Concordia of the Lutheran Confessions. Hour two of Issues Etc. after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.